Home Fires Burning. It's the opening track to the stunning new album by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. And Sarah Shook on the phone from her home in North Carolina. Thanks for your time, Sarah. I'm glad you're on with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
As you can tell, I love this album. It's so refreshing to hear what I call honky tonk updated. And I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but let me just ask it anyway. Where does this love of older country music come from? You're someone in your early 30s.
Yeah. Well, I had a very strange upbringing as far as music goes, and was certainly not exposed to a lot of the pop music that was popular with people in my age group then and now. And so I kind of found old school traditional country quite a few years ago through an ex-boyfriend who had a really good record collection. All the greats, Lana Jackson, Merle Haggard, Pink Sr. And I just kind of fell in love with it.
Would you say Lana Jackson is sort of a mentor, an idol of yours?
She's definitely a personal hero.
Yeah. I mean, there's some similarities in the way even vocally you phrase what you're doing compared to what Wanda, well, she's still doing, actually.
Yeah, she's still doing. I had the pleasure of seeing her, I think, in a couple years back at the local 506 in Chapel Hill, and I believe she was about 77 at the time. And I mean, her performance was so powerful and just so real. I mean, the energy in the room was incredible.
Keep the Home Fires Burning is what I started with here. And the next song on the album is called The Nail. It's two songs about similar things. The Home Fires Burning, your guy's not there. The Nail is someone you're trying to, it sounds like, trying to work out a relationship with. There's a lot of pain in these songs. There's a lot of pain on the entire album. Was this a difficult album for you to write, or was it cathartic for you to write this album?
It was very cathartic. I think that's kind of why I started writing songs in the first place. I needed some kind of creative outlet, and my folks happened to have a very out-of-tune old upright piano in the hallway, and it just started coming about that was my means of exercising my demons.
Why don't you go ahead and grab your show, finish that beer and grab another, get your ass outside and dig a hole. Oh, big enough for little old me, 2 foot wide by 3 foot deep, this constant misery is getting old. You're never ever home, and when you are,
it's The Nail, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. Well, I talked about how you and Wanda Jackson share a similarity in how you're phrasing, but I also love how your voice occasionally, it warbles, it sneers, it laughs, and, you know, there's a lot of other emotions that really cut through. It's like you're on stage a little bit. Do you have a little bit of theater in your background? Do you have an acting background?
I don't have an acting background. I took a physical theater at an internship, actually, with Push Physical Theater out of Rochester, New York, for a while, but that didn't really involve any speaking roles, which was kind of a nice change. But once I found music and you know, started kind of playing my first handful of shows, I realized that was definitely the art form that suited me best.
Yeah. You're putting this, you're consciously putting it in, or does it just happen?
No, it's very, you know, when you take songs, a lot of the songwriting that's coming out of Nashville, that, you know, you've got four or five people sitting in kind of a think tank sort of situation, I think it kind of takes away some of the personal experience, and certainly like the pain that you were talking about earlier. And so, you know, these songs are songs that I've written from personal experience, and, you know, I've had to live the hard stuff to get the good songs, you know what I mean? I think that a lot of the emotion that you hear coming through vocally is just certainly tied into that. You know, they're very personal, very, very real songs to me.
No Name is another song on the album that I think highlights a number of the ways you're emoting that we just talked about. I want to play just a little bit of that song here.
You'll never find my name, though you may look, for my name is only found in the devil's book. I leave a wake of death behind me, 1,000 miles wide, 1,000 rivers of blood and tears that die and cry.
No Name name is the song. It's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. Sarah, you've got a classic quote from, I think, an interview you must have done last year, and I want to read it and then unpack it a little bit. I'm a vegan, bisexual, atheist, civil rights activist, female in a country band in the South.
Yep.
First of all, it's a great quote. There's a lot to unpack, but most of those attributes haven't traditionally been associated with country music. Have you been embraced or not by country?
I think so. I certainly haven't received any negative backlash from being honest about who I am and what's important to me. But I think that honesty is sort of the common thread that ties everything together and holds it. You know, being honest in my music and being honest in my songwriting is just as important as being open and honest with the world about who I am.
You're living in North Carolina, and that state now is dang near ground zero for progressive activism and conservative gerrymandering and bathroom bills and stuff like that. You know, for those of us here in Central Illinois, what is it like on the ground politically in North Carolina right now?
It's a really strange time. I feel like over the course of a very few short years, we've taken several giant strides backwards. And I think that politically, both sides have certainly been really worked up in a sort of emotional fervor. And you've got, you know, one side getting their people all riled up in you know, one way, and the other side's just like, you know, why is this even an issue? You know, mentioning HB2, the bathroom bill, which has since been replaced with a bill that's really not much better. It came under the guise of being an improvement, but it's really not. If you look at the details, it's kind of flabbergasting, honestly. There are literally zero cases of transsexuals, you know, molesting children in bathrooms. Like, that's just not a thing. And so for this bill to be passed that's so blatantly discriminatory, and simply not based in any semblance of reality, it was really shocking when it first came through. There were a lot of immediate grassroots concerts and benefits and all kinds of things that were really good, and it was kind of a positive way to combat some total insanity.
The album from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, it's powerful, it's deep, it's rock and roll and punk and country and all that. But as tough as the album is lyrically, the album ends optimistically with "The Road That Leads to You."
Yeah, I thought that ending with that song was the right move, because it does cap off a whole lot of, you know, certainly more despondent songs with a little bit of resilience and a little bit of, I don't think it's a very long song either. It's kind of a short and sweet little, we've got this sort of fist bump kind of song, you know?